also would like to mention, extending my theoretical background, was the lecture we had this morning, and I think also your contributions, Mr. Story, was I thought it was really very, very good, and I would like you to to thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what I can say, because you're obviously talking specifically about the programme and how it benefits what you take it away. But what I'll take away is that on a very kind of ordinary level, I've had a fantastic time. I've learnt lots, because it's always, as I said before, it's always really interesting listening to people talk about material which I maybe deal with on a fairly sort of regular basis, and suddenly you see that material in a very new light because someone brings something to it you've not noticed before. So you probably notice I've been jotting notes down, which I'll leave here, you know, looking at this material in a very, very different way. And I was particularly interested this morning listening to the teachers talk about the challenges of teaching critical theory, as we were calling it, critical thinking, rather, as we call it this morning. And you know, even though I may appear to be very pessimistic, you know, I'm not really, I'm just trying to be realistic, but I found that session really, really interesting. But I found all the sessions in different ways. I've learned lots of stuff, and I feel it's been a sort of honour and a privilege to be here. And someone said before, count me in next time. Well, count me in next time, right? Yeah.
Notorious optimists tend to be lacking in empirical data anyway.
Let me add something then. As an outsider, I guess, I went to Aberdeen. That was part of my project, was doing translation. Yulia is the only one of the teachers who came to our group and did that. And the practical language, I mean, a lot of you talked about being cut off from theoretical studies and all of that. In the practical language department, we sometimes feel cut off from the rest of what's going on in the university, too. And what I thought was interesting when I was in Aberdeen is how so many instructors there, they do very basic practical language courses and very theoretical courses at the same time. And I thought that diversity in the teaching staff was very interesting. And what I noticed coming here, too, is that, you know, 70% of my students are going to be teachers, yet I have almost no contact to teachers. So it was absolutely fascinating to come and hear you talk about your job and how you do things at school. For me, I think I don't know how exactly, but I think I'm going to be thinking about this more when I'm doing my courses and planning things, and I think that's very helpful. And I would like to see more of that interdisciplinary, different groups coming into contact with one another, because even I feel like I could contribute here in some way that I don't usually get to do in a translation class.
No, not really.
Not really. Anyway.
You can always translate theoretical text.
Next time.